like Lumbrini.
Ah.
I really like Lumbrini. I think it's really nice.
What else?
You'd also rather like some Burberry items of clothes.
That whole thing for me was
admitted.
I don't drink it on the street or anything.
And don't drink it on the street.
You go into Argos, you see those big Burberry earrings and things. They look rather nice.
Is it true that you want Argos vouchers for your wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants to go.
I want some big gold to be really.
Yeah. I can sort you some of that.
Finn and Imogen want to go to Elizabeth Duke and get chowed up.
Chowed.
They want some enormous semi-articulated, horrible enamelled, bright yellow
clown.
Gold clown pendants.
We're going to put a link for one of those.
We are, aren't we? Well, we'll just put a link to chavscum.com. They've got that all covered. I don't think I've ever met a chav role player, except for Nick.
Oh,
yes. No kidding.
He falls more under the rules lawyer set these days.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sure there was one at the Nationals. You may be in fancy dress, but I'm not sure.
Oh, you mean the guy in the shorts and stuff?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe that was fancy dress. At least I hope that was fancy dress.
He seemed way too comfortable in it to be, it just be fancy dress.
Hmm.
My base attack bonus goes up.
I think I've got a dwarf's groin here.
I'll take it.
Do a hammer on it. It's a dwarf's groin, isn't it? Little legs coming down, a little fat belly with a hammer on it. I have no idea what kind of sport that's meant to be. Dwarf groin through him.
It's a pair of polo jumpers.
Maybe.
Probably.
The dwarf groin is only
the mystery of sports mixture.
Anyway.
Sorry, we're waiting for Paul's level and chattering mildly.
I'd like to point out that as I have to go to work early tomorrow, I will not be staying.
Oh, monkey, you have to work and make coffees for people. I'm not referring to listeners in Bradford who drink at Starbucks and can go and see you and give you big hugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Please don't give out my work address.
You just have. There's only one Starbucks.
One of the Starbucks. Many Starbucks.
One of the many Starbucks.
We're going to be one of two soon.
So you better get that quick.
It's not super secret. I'm going to specify it was the Bradford and West Yorkshire.
No,
Bradford, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Well, there are other Bradfords in
Bradford. Yeah. Home of Bradford and Avon.
That was a Bradford in America, at least one.
Oh, Bradford, Pennsylvania. Home of the Zippo lighter.
Really?
You are full of brains. Useful knowledge, Paul.
Yeah,
that wasn't an example of it.
I used to live in Pennsylvania.
Go and visit the home of the Zippo.
The home of the Zippo. Hey, there's a lot of different Zippos out there.
The Pencil Museum in Cumbria.
Yes, it is in Keswick, actually. Yes, it's fantastic.
Okay.
A large collection of pencils from the Pencil Museum. And I've seen the world's largest pencil. It is very large.
Can you write with it?
Probably if you're very strong and have a very, very large...
It would be easier just to move the piece of paper.
It would indeed be a lot easier.
Your handwriting might be...
You certainly couldn't write on this with it, Kristen.
Did I tell you yesterday that I discovered I was left-handed?
What?
Seriously?
No, you didn't.
Because...
You didn't.
No, I was talking to Colin at work. And I was doing everything with my left hand. I was steaming milk with my left hand. I was pouring milk with my left hand. I was doing everything with my left hand.
We shall have to check whether you are left-handed later.
Were you beaten as a child for trying to use your left hand?
I must have been. Because I can write with both hands. I always have been able to. But I thought I tended to do stuff.
Were you an invert?
Heart facing the way.
I do actually notice.
Do I get another extra spell at 8th level?
I
get a third level spell.
You can get any spell you like that you can cast.
Oh, I always get cast.
Any spell up to 4th level.
Yeah.
You get two of them.
An extra two level. And according to this, I also get an extra third.
Now that's one you can memorise. Is it two you're adding into the spell book?
You get two new spells to write down.
Two new spells to write down. Oh my
Fourth
god.
Fourth level or below. Any two you like.
Any two alike. Let's just turn into a machine gun.
Do we have any recommendations?
More rarities. No, I can answer.
No, you already have that in your spell book.
Oh.
These are brand new spanking spells that you know.
Brand new specs. And brand new spankers.
Sadly, spanking is probably in the book
Sound
of
in China.
Fantasy.
It's
really, really rude.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I want to own that. I want to bring it into the world's largest.
Well, I want to know why it was that particular page I opened.
Well, along with the full frontal nudity. Because probably every page has full frontal nudity.
No, I actually flicked through it after that. It was the only one. Something just fell out of my book.
Remove curse.
Oh.
Cast it on myself.
It just dropped out.
There's tape measures dropping out.
How about stone skin? Better than mage armour?
Gives you damage reduction. It's high level, doesn't
it? We fight it, we hit it, we kill it, we gain it.
No, it's got an expensive material component.
I create a cottage.
Can we start levelling it at home?
Yes. I'll probably cut this off the audio anyway.
The text scry? No.
I can't be asked to look at the helm.
Crushing despair, yeah, I know that one.
Let knock.
How could it be bad that you're learning more spells?
Very good one as well. Shout.
You sit there and blow on your mic all day. I'll probably be
better than what I was planning to do.
What were you? Swallow it. I was listening gurgling from every
time. I was going to attach it to my back pocket of my jeans.
I'm sorry.
I had tomatoes for tea. I made this. I'm allergic to tomatoes.
You can animate dead for a bit of fun. Dead from it, from PCs there.
No. You can't animate dead when Bastion's in the party.
Right, I just found him round the corner and he followed me home. Yes, no, he just disintegrated. He waves his holy symbol in a random direction.
He spoils all the fun.
Mm-hmm. He spoils all the fun.
You can't have contagion either.
Not that he wanted, of course.
Subject gains 1d4 negative levels. Yeah, let's try that.
Does that mean I get the extra spells as well? Or just the benefits of hit?
It says, when he says subject gains 1d4 negative levels. Oh, that means I do 4 levels of damage to them.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I don't get, like, super uber levels of either.
There's no spell that does that.
Damn.
Black tentacles that are no longer the property of Evard.
Yes, that's because I'm not reading the official book.
This one says Evard.
It's quite a good spell.
Yeah, it's quite easy. You hold them in place and I smack them until they die.
Can I use that then? Is that yes? Evard's Black Tentacles.
And knock from second level.
Oh god, where's the.
Yes, and knock from second level might be a good idea.
Isn't that a waste of a.
Oh, because it's quite a good spell and there's nothing else you cast at second level.
Right, okay, so this fourth level spell is Evard.
Best cast scorching mate ever.
This is quite boring now. Evard's Black Tentacles.
Why are you bored?
No, I'm not me bored. I mean, it's not very interesting listening to
them. Oh, I'll probably chop the character version off. We just get it for live volume stuff. And play with the audio then.
Right, so that's another fourth level, and I got sacrificed my fourth level for a second level knock.
Yeah, can do.
Well, you're not sacrificing it. You're getting to just.
Something
I it's a different spell you're learning. You don't necessarily have to always learn it from the highest level.
Right, okay. No.
What's the cycle helmets in here?
Either that or their cricket boxes. Do I get anything else for going up a level? No? Is that it?
You've done base attack bonus, you've done saves.
Did your saving throws improve?
Saving throws went up, base attack went up, hit points went up.
Skills
went up.
You've done your stat point.
Yes.
Yep.
If your base attack went up, have you changed all your attacks?
Oh no. Attacks
they all go up by one.
Attacks are all the same from God knows how long ago. Don't even know what it's supposed to be now.
And then don't do anything with your memorised spells until we've had this fight. Because we've not rested.
Right. I don't know what might happen to my attack bonus, just to be honest.
Don't worry, you've never used them.
Yeah. I just had an extra 6 or something.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah, almost.
You're outside C93.
I hit it.
I whistle with my crossbow.
Remember number 230. Right, okay. Let's call this the beginning. We are recording on two devices.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Dungeon on! We're live to the web, which is nice. We're recording on two devices using some shiny microphones. Thank you for the shiny donations to the website. I'm chewing on sports mix, so my mouth's slightly full.
Oh, sports mix isn't complaining.
Yeah. Everything seems to be, for some reason, a cycle helmet in the sports mix, too.
Thanks for COP 37.
I'm having three.
Magruder and Steve.
And Bastion of Torm. You can donate outside the dungeon. That's clever.
It's clever. She's obviously mailed money out.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to sneeze there. Sneeze into your microphone. Lens, remember the number 232? Just because I'm going to close this book and I need you to remember.
You're ordering an anvil?
I have ordered and I have an anvil.
What? An actual anvil?
A home anvil?
It's a £2 anvil, it's not a massive...
That's a cheap anvil.
Why do you have her handle?
They don't listen to me, it's not a bad thing.
It's not a wedding thing.
No, it's a leatherworking thing. It's for rivets.
Not for making the gimp suits.
Yes, gimp hat. I'm branching out into gimp suits.
There's a lot of money in gimp suits.
Can you proper do those proper fastenings?
Gimp suit zips.
Poppers!
No. This thing gets but easy access to the
back flap. You make a hole in fabric and then you put like a...
Eyelets.
Yeah. Not this one.
So we're not doing the character swapping then?
No.
Oh,
no, okay. that was a teaser. Yes, particularly, teaser. As Finn has pointed out, it would be a bad idea at this point because you'd suck like little bitches if one of your characters died in somebody else's hands. And to be quite honest, in about 5 minutes time, it may be a strong possibility.
Well, it certainly is because I'm mostly wasted on spells.
Oh dear, because you've just opened this door.
Haven't you used two of them?
No, I've used loads. Remember, I wanted to save them, but you said no.
Got loads. You use like magic missile and scorching ray.
Yeah.
Haste and it creates a magic weapon, which is still going.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ooh, a boot.
Maybe.
Have I used all of my magic missiles? I did, didn't I?
No,
you used one. Yeah, I was still the rest.
You used one because it didn't work.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, that's fine. Do those not just then fizzle out, or are they just held?
What? You cast a single spell, which is however many.
Oh, right, still, so, yes.
Which
right,
is okay. Four bolts, but a single spell.
Right.
Is there a book you can buy on D&D Wizards?
You used to be able to, The Complete Wizard. But I think they've got the arcane whatnot now. Yeah. Which doesn't actually tell you how to play a wizard like the old complete books did.
Apparently, there's a Goodman Games, they're doing an equivalent of their fighter. How to, you know, like how to mini-max your fighting with the amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's all different numbers now. I mean, the old system is still a set of complete books, which was basically 60 pages of this is what you can do with a bard.
Gross 60 pages. Was it not a 1-to-8 book?
Yeah, maybe actually, yeah.
I think I've still got some hanging around.
I've got some, I've got.
The only one I haven't got is the Wizard's Handbook.
I have bard.
Because Jim has still got it.
I don't know why I haven't bard.
I think I've got it.
Ask him for it, man.
It's great.
If anyone's actually watching this live tonight, hello people watching this live.
Hello, you'd be lucky.
Of course,
they won't be able to hear us until like 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, but they know we're appreciating them.
Yeah, but it's only updating once a minute, so it won't be able to see us wave.
Okay, that's all.
Is this running off your site, mine, by the way?
No, it's running off BigCon.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not a big
BigCon, just sat there. I had a look at that today. Right, you unlock this door.
Hey,
which has.
Do you want to see the live version?
What? No, it's fine.
Okay. Read the live preview version.
So no, that's fine.
You can see where exactly.
You've just unlocked this door which had four traps on it. Come on now! Stop waving at the camera and do to get a picture of the waving.
No more, I'm on the internet!
Oh, God's sake. I could just take a picture of you.
Just carry on. It's all we're not doing this.
It's all. No, it's difficult, to be honest. Yeah. Looks like you've got sooty naked on your hands.
Yay! There we are with hands!
What are you like?
I just realised how clearly you can see me. Have your
eyes. Right. Yes. You just managed to unlock. You just managed to unlock the door to this room here. Which you have yet to open.
We don't want to go in there anymore.
You were about to open.
No, I think
we're going to see Bragdor.
I'll just be drawing room then, shall I?
I can't make us go in there.
Steve, draw me this room.
No. Where? Wrong.
Table's in the way.
Yes.
Far too many cables and boxes in the way.
I'm very sorry.
I thought we were sorting those out before we started.
Yeah, funny.
Off the table.
Yeah, there
you go. Moving what off the table?
Yes.
Yeah,
what are we moving? The scratching noises you may be hearing. We're just realigning some of the wires, which are now everywhere.
For maximum inconvenience.
See, what we need is some millionaire somewhere to donate us enough money to be able to do this wirelessly.
Yes.
Which would be nice.
How big is this room?
This room is funny H-shaped room, which is 2,
of death.
4,
for hell.
6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18.
Oh, I need to look at this.
My husband can count, aren't we all?
20 boxes long, and each leg there is 5 boxes, and the gap is 1.
Just give him the something back.
So it's big. Big room. 55 feet wide, and what?
I'm feeling very hemmed in by the wires that apparently weren't going to affect me at all, but are only affecting me.
That's because they're mean and move them.
No, it's because I've got them there, and there, and there.
It'll be greatly appreciated that the quality of the recording is
sure
kind of better.
I'm going to be sitting at the end from now on.
What, where I sit?
Yes.
Or where Paul sits?
Where you sit.
Doesn't matter where you sit now. As long as you're within...
Hang on a second. You.
Ah, yes, me.
I can actually walk out into the hallway there. Look, and I can still be heard.
You pulled the wire out.
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
No, I have hundreds of looseness. mucho looseness.
Nobody else is laughing, obviously.
Yes,
we're fast magic by the plastic goodness in front of us.
Too busy looking for us.
Oh, it's a unicorn of death.
Finn, can you find me something humanoidy? Actually, that thing on top there, that white looking thing will do. That's good. What is it? What is that?
Spectrum. It's a good
spectrum. That'll do for me. Ooh, it's got long hair.
If we hadn't known if we'd actually killed that. Killed that.
We badly painted these.
Oh my lord, there is so much.
What?
Magic missile is quite good, isn't it?
No, just a vague. That'll do.
You're not allowed into this corner.
Yeah, just don't go into the corner, Steve hasn't bothered to draw. Right.
I cast major armor.
Put yourselves on the map, please.
Ooh, that's you, isn't it?
When you find yourselves. That's
Steve. We're trying. There's too many.
We need to put you in a bag or something.
I think that was me.
Is that right?
Is that you?
No. I love it when I make you draw complicated rooms.
Well, sure, I am.
Oh, why aren't I here?
Where's Galoot? Where's Waldo?
No, this is popular. Where's Waldo?
They're a permanent marker.
Where's Waldo?
No.
It's American.
Oh, where's Waldo?
There's me.
Same thing.
Do you need anything other monstery things?
No, not Luke.
Just the one?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to last very long.
No, it's not.
Apart from the shitloads of traps that are going to be all over this room and stuff, isn't there?
Why did I not buy any chocolate?
That's my spell set.
I don't know. Why didn't you buy any chocolate? No.
When does my spell save go?
Mint munchies.
It's your will save.
I don't have a will save where munchies is.
That doesn't make sense.
You have a will save where munchies is.
Yeah, mint munchies.
Oh, it says here spell save DC.
Oh, when you put your entire.
Oh, I saw you.
Oh, right.
Yeah, two.
I've got stupid song stuck in my head. I can't get it out.
What is it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to stop singing now because I won't get in with this.
Put yourselves on the map, please.
Well, which door are we coming in?
It doesn't matter. The room is symmetrical.
There's a corner missing.
Yeah. Put yourselves opposite the missing corner.
If you put a piece of lead in your mouth, will you die?
No.
Well,
immediately. Later on, yes.
If you choke.
It's graphite anyway, isn't it? Yeah.
Put yourselves on the map. No, you're coming down the corridor.
Yes. I'm looking the other way.
Oh, are you opening the door?
Did you get any dungeon steps?
No. Dungeon steps.
Dear, oh dear.
Okay.
Pick your own order.
God, there's only four of you. You look so small as a group.
What, from the seven we were previously?
Are you opening the door, Mr. Finn?
No, I'm having a nap.
Okay, you have a nap, then you open the door.
Fagin has most party kills.
Oh, that's old news. I put my drink on the floor.
Ooh, it's a white granny who's come to give us some cakes.
Banshee, isn't it?
Cursed spirit.
Oh, okay.
What number did I just get wrong?
In the collectible D&D miniature scenario, it could be anything.
Three.
Lens number?
232.
More than you.
I wrote it down.
20 initiative for me, Steve.
Okay. According to the official Monstrous Manual.
Monstrous Manual.
You open the room.
Plus 5.
Oh,
you know my initiative bonus
before
I do.
Oh, 22
for
Balazar.
Oh,
wrong.
Quite well. Right.
I'm doing as bad as I've been doing recently with my dice.
Oh, really? Five massive columns carved out of the bedrock support a 50-foot-high ceiling of this great hall. Like most chambers in the dungeon, the place is bathed in shadows, but the disquieting murmurs of some hidden menace echoes through the wide place. Strange mirrors on the floors, ceilings and walls reflect light in every direction.
That's just strange.
Casting shadows into every corner and distorting the size of the room.
Shadows, we run away.
Shadows, no, I've heard of those. Deep, steady, spiky.
As you open the door, you see ahead of you It's a human. It looks like a human with apparently a diaphanous and faintly luminous body.
If only I knew what diaphanous meant.
It's an angel. Probably shouldn't smack it till it dies.
So it looks like this.
Oh, it's so happy.
It's a spectre.
Yes, as you read it out.
As you.
That's fine. I'm not going
to look.
Steve will be able to ID it probably anyway.
Oh my lord, there's all those other spells that have been put in the book as well.
Well, if you could see it from the back there.
I'm not sure to do that.
How do you let yourself burp?
I'll do that after
you don't.
All those other spells on the scroll, on the full level, can I write them into my spell?
Takes me a day.
Do
each one.
Yeah.
Don't vomit on the microphone.
And we're a little busy at the moment.
Yeah. Stinking cloud.
So, yes. Are you rolling initiative?
Protection from good can come in handy. Yes, it is when you try to beat
try and keep up, Hal. We've done initiative already.
My apologies, oh great one.
It'd be nice if you can get married.
Yeah, it's true.
What happens? It's really nice to you.
He's promised not to kill you to be married.
Minus is 25.
25?
Yes.
Good, good. One, it'll charge me and then I'll get my full attack again.
Who goes first?
You do.
It does.
It turns to look at the door and stares in disbelief. A sort of look of shock passes across its luminous face. Who's next?
Balazar.
Balazar casts Mage Armor!
Very good, Balazar.
Bing!
Who's next?
Me. Do I recognise what it is? With my 29.
Well,
onto the plate?
Well, you can see, probably see a little hand or something. It's got stuck up in the air from the back of the thing.
Is it near it?
Well, it probably can. Yeah, you recognise it's some kind of incorporeal undead from there.
Oh, incorporeal undead. There we go.
Kill it. Kill it all.
Feel free to kill this one. You do want to.
Come on!
And
on the branch object.
Cast Celestial Brilliance.
What does it do?
It's very bright in here now. Very, very, very bright.
It's already quite bright.
It's a lot brighter.
It's not a bunch of
Is it daylight?
Yes. More than daylight.
Daylight's doubled.
No, is it actually daylight? Is it sunlight?
I shall read this bell.
Okay.
Yes, it pretty much is.
Object sheds brighter than sunlight. My stick.
Right.
Channel directly from the celestial realms.
Mm-hmm.
Light extends 120 foot radius. Bright light 60 feet, dim light another 60 feet.
Right.
Creatures with light sensitivity take twice the usual penalty.
Mm-hmm.
They are within 60 feet of it.
Mm-hmm.
Undead creatures take d6 points of damage each round they are within the bright light.
Mm-hmm.
Evil outsiders, as well as undead creatures that are specifically harmed by sunlight, take 2d6 points of damage each round in bright light.
Mm-hmm.
It's not harmed. He's reading from the Book of Brokenness.
It's not harmed by sunlight. Not necessarily.
Is it undead?
Yes.
Ouch. It's powerless in natural sunlight, not daylight spell, it says. So I'm happy for it just to be fine. It doesn't like it, but it's happy.
Yes, but this light comes from the celestial heavens itself.
Mm. So what? It says natural sunlight affects it. This is not. It's magical. If daylight spell...
No, it's not magical. It's daylight? Just let in from a portal from another dimension from the celestial. That's...
Therefore, unnatural.
You're
cheating. Well, not cheating. It says it specifically says in its description, not merely a daylight spell.
Well, this isn't merely a daylight spell.
Hands
if
we think that Hal's cheating.
I'll let it do some damage.
Where are you going? Because it's 4d6 or 2d6?
I don't know. I'll see.
Because it specifically does something.
It does, yes. I'll give you the 2d6.
Right, kill it yet.
Okay.
When you get round to it. It doesn't get a saving throw, doesn't get spell resistance, and it's within 60 feet.
Okay.
So it takes 2d10.
Okay. I'm happy with that. Mm. However, if we're using physics, it can't actually see your light at the moment because it shines straight down the corridor.
Oh, physics is magic.
Oh, it's
and gods.
Physics.
It's mirrored and it's in the focus of the parabola.
Oh my goodness! Let's talk physics.
And they're not letting lightning bolts bounce anymore, it's just not fair.
Why would they?
They're electric bounces.
Yes, clearly!
One place from another.
Anyways, I'll charge it and smack it till it dies.
Yeah.
You run at it.
Here we go. Go, Groot! Ha ha! Go, my boy!
Smack!
Okay, go on.
Give it a good smacking for old Balazar!
I hate incorporeal dead.
What's that star mean?
It's gonna die easily.
Lots of stars everywhere.
Natural 18!
Let's see, yeah, that's...
A natural 18.
Whoops. Does anything happen if we knock these boxes? Is it bad stuff?
Please don't knock the boxes.
It's very difficult not to.
Armour class 32.
You have an armour class of 32.
I hit armour class 32.
You hit it.
I would hope
if
so.
If it's hit.
If I didn't hit it, then I would be...
What do you need? An incorporeal creature.
A magical weapon?
That'll do.
Magical trevor.
It's got a 50% miscount.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Oh, no.
Do you have a magical weapon?
Yes, he does.
I have a greater magical.
That's a success.
Yes, that's a lot of
I think you're outright success.
That's a plus 8, 9, 10 at the moment.
The list of their one. Abilities in here, or is it just...
14!
Hang on a second.
Can I try a...
No. Yeah.
Thank
you. Glossary. Being there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Incorporeal is immune to all non-magical attack forms, even with by spells and magical weapons. It has a 50% chance to ignore any of the damage from a corporeal source. Except for positive energy.
Oh shit, it's
holy!
Oh, it's holy!
Although it is not magical.
Then you face something
here. You had a Christmas screen.
Yeah, that's all.
22.
Thank you.
Bait, that's 22.
Don't you roll it?
No, I'd roll it.
Since when?
It says so.
Has a 50%
We've always done the players roll it.
Oh, sorry. Has a 50% chance to ignore the damage, not a 50% chance to miss. But sorry. I read that as I read all rolled it. Yes, you roll it.
Still a 50% miss chance.
Well, yes, please. Go on. I get a bit more secrety. Go on.
Roll it.
Evens I hit.
Oh, yes! I'm missing!
22.
That's not bad.
I nearly forgot it was holy.
Who's next?
Bailey.
Bailey, you're on.
So you said Bailey is going last? I'm the highest initiative bonus.
I believe it's got the highest initiative bonus.
Webcam comes into...
Oh, with roll 25, I think so, yeah. Hmm. Well, unless you happen to roll a natural 20, then it would have
a match 7.
Never mind, I reckon I should hit it a couple of times.
Is it evil?
Oh, tell me all Banshees dressed up in a suit.
What would a scroll of protection from evil do to me?
Give you plus 2 armor class against it.
I don't think about reading from a scroll.
Very well.
Yes, I will do that. How do I do that?
I'm just letting you write a scroll.
I've just
put that up. And I think it's 20.
Can you move before you do that or after you do that so you're not blocking the path?
Yes, yes I can.
Oh my gosh. Why does it take damage from...
You need to... it's a level... It's a 21 with a 20 mass chance.
That plus 12.
You're going 9 or higher.
Go on. Yes, 10! Hooray!
Your spell goes off.
Ping. Failing doesn't.
What do I get?
Plus 2.
Plus 2 to AC.
Yeah.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm. I know, it's not brilliant, but it's better.
My AC is now 22.
And your scroll is
just against
it.
Just against it. Scratch my scroll. Scroll's gone.
Yeah.
That's fine. Never used the scroll before.
Mm-hmm. Just like the end and
smooth. Use the wand of wonder.
Oh. Yeah, the wand of wonder. I give you hedgerows. Bing!
Do I have the book or the table in this?
No.
What else can I do? I've moved and I've...
That's it.
That's it. I thought it was. Thank you.
It's an attack.
A touch. Does that count as a touch attack?
Thank you, buddy.
Because I'm turned down.
No, you can't.
That's going to be so loud.
What?
Yeah. Never wanted to be heard before.
I can do that. Balazar!
There we go.
13.
Let's go try and attack Groot. Was it then Groot hit you for the touch attack?
13. Like I just said.
It hits.
Bastard.
And hits.
Ooh!
With its two attacks.
But I will be shiny, it doesn't.
And you take 8 points of damage.
And you do damage?
Mm-hmm.
I was worried. I thought it was going to drain levels and shit.
And 4 negative levels.
You're looking a bit withering there.
Living creatures hit by the incorporeal touch gain 2 negative levels.
Are midget gems really hard? Are those hard ones?
No.
Can't chew.
These ones aren't.
May I try one?
Yes.
I'm a bit scared by them, actually.
You're scared by midget gems.
I have a funny thing. They can be quite tough. Sweets.
Different brands can be very, very tough. These
I'm quite scared of bad teeth.
It's apparently a fortitude serve to remove the negative level. And it's charisma based.
No, it's charisma based.
Oh, it's charisma served, do you say? Yeah. No, I see.
It doesn't read very well.
The magical spells effect.
Yes.
Yes. Use a force effect.
Not magic missile then.
Yes.
Well, magic missile works.
Magic missile a lot.
Paul, roll me knowledge religion or knowledge undead.
Well, I suppose talking spirit. You know that.
Yeah.
Roll me spellcraft just in case.
I know, I have knowledge.
I haven't got knowledge religion. I've got knowledge planes.
I get 20 for my knowledge religion.
That's good.
Tell me what I'm supposed to know.
I was just checking.
Tell me what I'm
supposed to know. Force effect will be a good thing to use against this creature.
What's a force effect?
Things like a magic missile.
Oh, okay.
It's one of my favourite spells anyway, I'll
rattle
it off.
Does it still doesn't get 50% mischance against force effects, does it? It doesn't get 50% mischance.
Oh, they're quite
thick. Who's next?
Balthazar!
Bam! Magic missile coming online!
Are you going to move it all so you can see it?
Yes!
That's good. Perhaps move while you're not blocking the corridor.
Because you can see it from there.
There's a big Balthazar-shaped shadow coming into the room.
Fine.
Off we go.
It's a giant dwarf. Oh no, it's just Balthazar's shadow.
Balthazar's shadow.
Giant bald dwarf. He's a mole from Dark Sun. I believe they're bald, aren't they?
Oh lord. Oh,
here we go. How many pieces are let off now?
He doesn't know yet, does he?
Four.
I know, but I lost one from my shot one last time.
No. You do four each time you cast
every
a spell.
Time you cast the spell, you get four bolts.
I get four bolts, and I can have a spell four times as rare as the one I can have. But I've used one already, so I could do three times four lots if I wanted. But I'll do one times four lots first. Three, that's four, plus seven, ten, and 12. Well, first one.
Ouch, it says.
Boom. Can I do a second one?
No.
I think that's good. That almost took the damage off it that it soaked back from hitting Finn.
Oh dear.
Look at the stamp.
What? Did you do a stamp? And you're sending messages with stamps on.
It's a little note with stamps on. I do declare.
Next,
that camera's got you doing that.
Well, it's not, it's got you doing
Pow! Boom!
Secret?
Dunno.
What are you doing?
Probably just stab it.
Probably just stab it.
It's me, so.
I know. Lord! Discretion is the better part of.
What happens if you lose all your levels?
Just so I can warn
you. Die,
don't you? I don't know.
I think you die, don't you?
I think you do.
I think you die.
You can
passes me with a single attack.
Oh dear.
Sorry, two at once. A single round.
Told you it were a hard fight.
Actually, you should be able to survive at zero, shouldn't you? Is it negative you're going to lose it? Well, you start off at zero level, do you? Not at first level.
No, it's that first level something.
But there are zero level.
No, there is zero level nothing. Everything's first level something. Yeah.
Is it? I prefer first edition.
Well, surely we should have at least one level of baby.
Or at least modified first edition.
One level of?
Baby.
It's alright. If you die, you'll come back as something just as good.
An eighth level fiendish gnoll.
Yeah, with glowing red eyes and killing a giant.
Seriously long left, my brother.
Yes.
I cast Cure Light Wounds.
On.
Me.
Okay.
So I kill the fourth level one is critical.
Can you outrun it, Finn? Go root! Can you outrun it?
Move to there.
Can you do a Benny Hill effect?
Can you run the finish or touch tag it?
The little bit of
cure.
Just run around the pillars till it gets confused.
Who's next?
Groot.
Stop. Go.
I hit it.
Come on, take it down. And then run away.
Thank you.
That's only 24 then. You hit?
Oh, come on. Do your damage and then save it.
And that's an odd number, so it doesn't.
Oh. He just
just passes through it in corporeal form.
That's a higher number than before, so...
That's a hit. And
How to knack a Garut up? Just give it a 50% miss.
Run away and bugger off, Garut!
And that's not going to do it.
Okay.
There's 12.
You miss.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Dodge, duck, dive, weave!
It's failing.
I cast...
Oh, worth
kill! ...arrow. Ha-ha! None of you are expecting that, were you?
That's a force effect. Or solid object. Right. So that's a 50% miss chance.
It says on here I need to get 18 next time. So I'm using use magical device, which is my 12. So I need...
Six or more. Come on!
Oh, yeah!
40. Okay, now you need to roll me a d6, and if you get even numbers, you hit, and if you get odd number, you miss. Because it's a solid four object.
Hit?
It's a hit. Oh, damage?
Yeah, that's an even number.
2d4.
2d4 damage. Well done, it'll soak it back off Garut next round.
Two.
Well, it's some...
Hey, I hit something, I did some damage, and I'm magic-y.
I hit some damage.
And I used something that nobody remembered I had.
No, excellent. I'm surprised you didn't use the Wand of Wonder.
Oh, I knew I had the Wand, I can't remember what it was.
Eat long! I'm after evil one.
So it's 2d4 damage.
Well, actually, it could cast Fireball or other horrible spells.
I've had worse.
Summon a hippo. Fantastic.
Summon a hippo.
Every time I hit it, does it get easier for me to hit? Because
no, just the first. Once you know what it
hippo's
is,
bloody vicious.
Once you've activated it once, you kind of figure out which things you need to do to sort it out again. Rogues, you sort of go and strain at it.
I thought you could summon a rhino or an elephant.
Who's next?
He's got a hippo. Hippo's got big teeth.
It's only got one choice, I'm afraid.
No, it doesn't. It can be magnanimous.
Yes, it does. What
it can decide to leave the bright, bright, shiny light.
Yes, while taking damage.
Eh? Like, yeah, it's true, the light is coming towards it. We've got the light, but it's not that stupid.
I thought it was a lord that most of them were stupid.
This has intelligence of 22.
Oh my lord! What's it doing here? It should be in a university somewhere.
We've not figured out what it's doing here.
We've no idea.
It's evil and nasty. It's being imprisoned.
Oh, I never worked out what the first place was. I was just looking for a way out.
Right then, it's going to attack Garut again. It'll move one step, so Garut's in the way of you, effectively, to the left. It's trying to hide from the light a wee bit.
Oh.
In a vain attempt to do some light hiding. And then it'll whap into one twice. That'll hit. On a 21.
We can't see anything.
And that's a 17. Plus the 5 will also hit.
Bye bye, Garut.
8 points of damage and 4 negative levels.
Garut's dead.
Garut is dead!
Check the negative levels kill you. I believe they do. Assume it's in here.
Uh oh! Oh dear! Garut!
Yeah.
Garut can't die! Garut!
Sorry, Ben!
Run!
You're not in battle anymore!
Yes.
Is it negative energy?
Can I sleep on the floor? Because I'm in the
next game. Stop screaming!
You shut that up! Jeez. Where's my year 7 class?
Who were very bad by
Garut!
Their accounts.
Garut can't die!
No, I'm free.
To be honest, we probably haven't really noticed other than that he's fallen down yet. We don't know he's dead.
No, not yet. He's just fallen over.
He just looks very pale.
I've got nothing in negative levels in here at all. I've got a message.
No, that's not
a message. That's my notepad.
That's just throwing around a bit of paper.
No wonder.
Even down G. It would be in the GMG, probably.
Negative levels.
How many crap?
Then you have to write it down.
Or you could look up in the index, yes.
Yes, I looked up negative energy and it took me to a page that didn't contain anything of that information at all.
I'm really sorry that you're dead.
He's not dead, he's just resting.
I'm going to come back to the guards.
It's like our fishy next door. Go on, we can get a guitar for you and everything.
Yeah.
Have
a look in here. We just don't want to kill him if it's not necessary.
Well, it doesn't matter. We might as well continue the battle until...
Well, no, well...
He's out of it for the battle.
Well, we don't know if you... Well, you may get your saves in the end before you die, because they're not technically permanent.
They're 24 hours later.
Yeah, you get your saves 24 hours later. So do you die if you hit zero levels? I suspect you do. A natural... Where the hell
level is loss, 171.
Oh. Have a look in there.
Player's Handbook version 3.5.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Ooh, level of loss.
That's wrong.
Oh, what fun we have, la la. These things are half chess.
Well, we could bring back the dead.
Ah, negative levels, 293.
Yes, it's wrong.
Yeah. I have three blue vials.
Energy Lobby. Drain and negative levels. Each successful drain, yada yada. If the victim casts a spell, blah blah.
No,
blah,
no, I'm just, yeah, I don't have probably. The label, so.
Oh, a character with negative levels at least equal to her current level. Yes. Or drained below first level, yes, is instantly slain.
Come, close the book.
Sorry.
Garouche is dead in two combat rounds.
No!
I feel very bad killing him.
Garouche is grinning.
I'm not grinning, but
he is grinning. Look, you can see it on the camera.
Hang on.
Kill the GM. No.
Right, let's carry on the combat.
And unfortunately, he's now just drained another 20 hit points back off him.
Oh, lordy.
I have three blue vials in my bag. I'm just looking through my bag, but I assume that there'll be cure, like.
There's some kind of healing.
Yeah, but you don't know that, do you? So you can't.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
Unless you've got a rod of resurrection hanging around.
Well, what is the goodness, Jackson? You never know what'll happen.
That my word.
Get a level right now. No.
Pow! That'll bring him back from the dead with a
surprise.
Balazar.
It's the spectre.
Time to bring up a heavy game of Balazar.
More magic missiles, because they do quite a bit. Oh, I could do a scorching ray, but then.
Magic missile.
They'll hit.
Okay, let's bring
out the pull out the big guns.
Haven't got any.
Oops, you're a cleric.
I can only let off one round, can't I?
I love the music that goes with his attacks.
Three. I'll just add on four at the end, it's easier.
Yeah,
that's fine. Three, six, nine, 12, 16 points. It's still going!
It's still going.
Garouche down!
Unfortunately.
Because it's drained more hit points from me than we've done to it.
Now me.
Yep.
I'm moving.
Yep.
And hit it.
She's standing on Garouche's corpse almost.
I hit it.
You hit it? What did you get? Just checking. He has a rather high touch, AC.
It's.
You rolled a 17.
Sorry, I'm just checking.
21.
Because it needs a 21 to hit it.
That's fine.
Yeah, 24. That's fine. That was just.
Well, plus. Yeah. No, it's more than 21 hits.
It's 26. Fine. Just checking.
I know you're a combat character in a sense. Damage! This might hurt a lot. This is gonna hurt a lot.
Not that much.
Ooh. Yeah, well.
You hit something!
A 23.
That's good! That's very good.
And then takes another 10 from the holy, from the.
Nice.
Thing around me.
That's very, very good. Okay.
Unfortunately, my hands aren't holy.
Who's that?
What have you been doing, Bastion?
You're not holy.
My weapons are, my hands are.
You're just not holy.
You've been a very, very naughty man.
Garouche, but he's not.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Garouche's body, well, his body remains where it is, and a spirit in the shape of Garouche stands up.
Can we see that?
Yes, why? Was that not a round? A round?
That's a round, yes.
Yeah. Apparently, humanoid slain by a spectre becomes a spectre in D3 rounds. And I rolled a 1.
That's why it's dead.
Jesus!
Instead of the normal D4 rounds, spawn under the command of the spectre, created by them, and remain enslaved until its death.
See?
They do not possess any of the abilities they had in life. They're just a spectre.
Which is bad enough.
It stands.
In which case, I attack with Jigid.
Gorman. Yeah. It rises spookily. Attack of opportunity.
I probably miss.
Poor old Garouche. I'll use base Spectre stats out of the monstrous manual rather than the named Spectre in the book. Because it's broken heart.
Yes. Tell me about it.
It's alright. Well, we said when Rich said that he toned stuff down. Yeah, it's a bit harsh toning stuff down.
Two Spectres. Oh lord.
Maybe two man or more man.
Spectre! What did you get?
Run?
20.
Yeah,
but pick me up.
Yeah!
You realise potentially now with two they can drop you in a round.
Yeah.
I've improved invisibility.
Good.
And
And I do. Any more than that. Are they lovely little cascable
nymphs? As Alazar reminds himself what improved invisibility can do, I think he can cover at least two of us and we run that buggy.
Well, that's only the 10 points of damage.
Still, this one's only half as good as the name one. This is Garut Spectre.
Oh,
Garut Spectre.
I know, it's pretty shit, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, who's next?
Failing.
Can I tumble to behind it?
You can't.
Do you
fucking Wand of Wonder?
You can't sneak attack it then.
Why?
You never know.
Why would anybody ever use a Wand of Wonder?
You might fire multipliers at Garut's dead body. Might get some moss growing on his corpse. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, if you brought a knife down, I could have come with
you. Oh, yeah. Probably. What a landmark.
What are you using?
Wand of Wonder.
No, you just...
Oh,
your thing has improved invisibility.
Right.
237.
It's greater invisibility.
Oh, it's greater.
I wonder why it's been most
improved. It used to be called improved.
Oh, right. Where's bloody Wand of Wonder?
Wonder robbed.
Yeah, because it's a rod of wonder, isn't it?
The
spectres can
used to have a limited number of charges. Now you can fire as much as you want.
Fire at will!
See, they always used to be able to, but I don't think they can.
We've had that debate, haven't we, with Nick before?
Right.
Roll me a percentile dice. 47.
If I make
you point it, what are you pointing at? Garut or? It's really a Garut, really, isn't it? The area where Garut's ghost is. A stream of 600 large butterflies pour forth.
That'll get them! That's better than mirror image.
Fluttering around.
Each with one level of butterfly, which the...
oh no!
The spectres drain!
Fluttering around and blinding everyone, including the wielder, for within 25 feet of the wielder, for two rounds.
You get everybody then,
for the wielder.
Yeah, well, and Balazar.
I move!
So it's round. Basically, they're just flying around the wielder. Mm-hmm. 600 butterflies. You can do
that's a lot, we count them all.
You can do a reflex DC 14 to get out of the butterfly radius, as it were.
You can fail that.
No, I don't think you can. However, Balazar.
How do we do that? Roll I've got reflex 14.
Need to roll, I think you might have got one.
Six.
There we go, you're out of
the. You're fine. Well, effectively, you can see. You've managed to find a way to see. Balazar, make me a reflex check.
A reflex check.
Otherwise, you're swallowing butterflies.
Oh, I don't mind. See, that one,
actually.
There's
that one with butterflies. He's shooting a stream and does a point of damage each.
19.
That's fine.
What number's that?
Move Balazar back to the side.
I've never seen what the things I can get.
Oh, you're in.
237.
Who's next?
It.
The ghosty?
Yeah.
It. Takes a step to the left.
And then a step to the right.
And flies towards the door at full speed, 80 feet around.
Jeez.
Through the pillar. Well, around, as she goes round the pillar, but yes.
Attack of opportunity?
No, because you don't
know. Only from
the what?
It's blinded here.
It's still going, it's incorporeal, it flies through them. Doesn't give a toss about the physical form.
It can't see them.
It doesn't care, it knows where the door is, it's going. It's lived here for, what, 100,000 years, it knows where the door is.
Moves around this.
It does move around that, yes.
But now it's disoriented.
What? Look, it's going for the door.
I'm sorry, this is D&D.
Hey, you were giving me that book.
Oh, yes, I was, sorry.
Being a cock.
It's flying, yes. Who's next?
Balazar.
Can I still shoot it?
No, because there's a huge pile of butterflies in the way. Picture of the Blackguard's quite good in this thing, isn't it? It looks quite scary.
You see my spectre?
I can see your spectre, but this guy's going to run off and gain level blood.
Get his hit points back.
Get his hit points back.
Mate, actually, you got him at a 33. From 91, that's pretty good when every time he hit Garut, he gained 20 back.
He's a ace!
Some of these are ace.
Okay.
Summon an animal?
Yes. Summon lots. Dire badgers.
Rhino.
More
elephant.
Dire badgers.
Or mouse.
Badgers. Dire badgers, I tell
sorry,
you.
Sorry, Finn.
Vicious. All right. It's Magic Missile coming online into Garut Spectre.
Oh, no. What?
Enlarge person.
Yeah, you can enlarge the target you're aiming it at.
I will fix you, evil monster. Evil giant monster!
Like Power Rangers. Just when you think they've
16
got
points!
Lit,
16 points into what was Garut?
Yep.
Yep.
Fireball! me. I'm using this all the time.
That's me out of fireballs. Healing.
Yes.
Play on that. Oh dear.
88 to 90, 10 to 40 gems, value 1 gold piece each, shoot forth in a 30 foot long stream. Each gem deals 1 point of damage
that's
to any creature in its path.
That's the one that deals 1
point of damage. Oh, that's kick-ass.
It's depressing when a party member dies after
20
seconds.
You killed
seconds.
Him?
I didn't
mean to. 20 sessions, yeah.
I don't know.
It's the only one thing that you planned it for the 20
seconds. Well, no, it actually specifically says in the book, believe it or not, that if you don't attack it in any fashion, it just flies out of the room.
Yeah, like that was going to happen.
I know. Yeah.
I know. There's going to be an outcry. I don't know there is.
And Bastion egged me on.
He did, actually. He egged you on.
He said,
he said,
kill it.
I'd just like to point out a party death, and it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
However, you got to, you didn't open the door. He opened the door primarily himself. Go.
I
heal him.
Yeah, but I try and cast a pencil.
Okay.
I do.
Okay,
can
good.
I have another minty
Minty Munchie.
I forgot what they were called then.
Look, it says minty on the side.
That's the only thing I can remember.
I try another minty gem.
I get 23.
I rate it 90
days. That's fine. It's nowhere near as hard
as... Anyone want a magic
axe? Anybody want a magic axe?
25 points of damage.
It disappears. Disappears. With a sort of silent scream.
Garut's face melts away as his ghost disappears.
No!
Does that make him unreasonable from that true resurrection?
No. We can drag his body around for a while.
I don't think so.
Well, you've got somewhere to keep my corpse. Oh, with all the other corpses.
Yeah, the corpse! The NPC corpse room.
Oh no! Now we've got to figure out what races are available for each generator replacement character.
And then you're
not going to
know,
he
might be crossed with you.
No,
might be crossed.
I'm giving up, isn't
he? No! He's getting married now.
Yeah, it's true.
He'll never be like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh!
You can't
like
be married, that's terrible.
I know, I feel very bad. Happy wedding. congratulations on this happy day, etc.
I better do it.
Hey, I'm going to write his card now. Sorry, I killed you, Finn. What?
No, you can't.
I know.
Can't
until to be honest, session 20 isn't so bad considering Rich is running this game and every character's died twice, pretty much. At least. He's got all kinds of crazy stuff there.
At least we didn't die in a stupid way where we ran into something that we couldn't possibly win.
Yeah.
We could have. It was unlucky that he hits all the time.
He hits, he's got plus 11 and plus 5 and they're touch attacks.
Yeah.
And
plus 11.
He does 2 attacks. And touch makes it very, very hard to dodge minimise your armour off it. Yeah? So, if you play it melee, it's going to go woo and touch you. And each attack does D8 plus energy drain. What?
That was something it needed to make fortitude saves every time I touched it. Never.
Why?
Did you want to touch a god knife?
Oh, you've got that as well, haven't you? Mm. What would that have done?
Lost it dex.
Does it have dex? It does have dex. Mm.
We don't touch it twice.
What I meant
it was still a
roll.
Just once, didn't you?
Done anything stupid?
Like no, it's an admirable death. You've got 20 games without a character death. It is very, very admirable that now it is the time.
Well, no, it's just that it was in the game.
It was part of what happened, and it was played in game.
It was very different. I mean, didn't do anything stupid.
Really sad.
I know, it's really good.
You should! I'm the bright snatcher!
We'll chop that one down to Bastion! Everyone's gonna kill a PC sometimes!
I'm gonna create an 8th level goblin monk.
Yes!
Oh my god. as Lothin the Spectre.
Just tell me what's wrong with Bart. I mean, come on, you haven't got one.
Take lots of work with his body.
That's fine, probably takes a very long time.
I go, oh, Garut! Oh,
I cry, I can't have any more.
Oh, alas, Anakadea, I knew him from when he was an Orkling. Oh,
no, it's immune to damage from its physical ability scores.
What?
Because it's undead.
What's that?
It's immune to damage from its physical ability scores.
Oh, okay, it is.
My future husband is dead.
Future.
The child you carry in your belly shall carry on the Great Garut line.
Quarter orc.
It grows really, really fast.
Yeah!
And is a fully grown orc called
Garut.
At
8 level. Garut Junior.
Hi, Garut Junior.
Very impressive. Oh, well.
How are you doing?
It's an 8th level orc baby. My god.
Garut's identical twin brother, Geroth.
Oh, he was funny. Actually, you should let him do that. Well,
find they're all called Deroff in a different room.
Just chained in another room. Oh, they're waiting
for
me.
No, you should. He was funny. He should get brownie GM points for being funny.
Come back as an identical character who likes axes.
Yeah.
Look, we got these from our last party member.
I think you should.
What?
I will be nice to you.
I'm happy for him. I will
back carry
on only
playing.
With better armour. I'm learning that one.
I will carry on playing after this session if you bring Garut back in some form of similar character.
I'm happy for him to regenerate character.
Or Geralt.
As or what have you. There are orcs in here, there's goblins, there's bugbears, there's all kinds of things.
That character with a different name.
Oh. That's that character with a different name. I'm sure it's going to be some kind of fight character, because otherwise the party would be completely dysfunctional. And the only reason...
Well, you don't know what you're going to find, though. That's the thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it could be something random. What a good idea.
He's a pixie.
You are,
I will, yeah.
A brownie!
Let's see, how many basic character classes
are there? Come on, let's see what you get.
Come on.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Let's just see.
What do you mean?
Wizard!
Yeah, we need two wizards. Two dwarven wizards.
Could be worse.
Balazard and Baldazar. And Bankazar.
I'll come back to the claustrophobic tree. Standing in the middle of the biggest room I could find, refusing to move.
Right in the middle, looking at the edges.
Claustrophobic.
That wall moved.
Oh. Right, start bringing his body back to the.
Things are draining his
body. Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, good.
He's got all vampiric. So,
yeah. Constitution back to me.
Yeah, it's true.
We drain him of all his midichlorians.
Here we go.
He's a bloody midichlorian vampire, I tell you.
Right, you don't get an experience
point. Spawn, unfortunately, because he's a creation of the main character. You don't get an experience point for him, because technically you defeated him.
Even though he ran. Is it enough for the levels so we can raise me?
Yes.
No, he's not good.
Are you actually taking his body back to that
can
place?
We give all our XP to Bastion? He said, oh no, Bastion, you don't.
Can we bring him back? We don't what level can you raise dead, and will he be stinking
next
at that point?
Level.
Oh, right. So we only have to, like, wander around.
Okay. I'll just create a crap character. Help.
I was going to say you can play with Tool, but he's dead too. Okay, you never know. You might get some good little... Well, there's lots of things.
I think we should bring him back somehow one day.
He'll be back. A level behind you, but he'll be back. Right, you drag his body back and lay it in reverence in that room.
Let me nick his stuff.
I cry.
Are you nicking stuff?
Well, you don't need it.
It's very heavy.
Contact any,
he's got axes.
I know.
I contact have axes.
Any local good outsiders in the area.
How?
Pretty much just axes.
Within 60 feet.
And chainmail, you can't use anywhere.
No, Woot.
I know.
Yeah. Woot looks at you, surprised.
Woot will heal him.
Yeah, Woot and Woot.
The celestial snake.
Snake! Yes. Woot looks at you in shock.
Speak to Woot and Celestial in my mind.
Yes, Woot talks back.
I saw you posing.
Yeah. Sadly, he's looking at the laptop, the camera's up there. There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, after whatever action, basically, you can wait till they res you or generate a new character.
You can do both.
Could be a while.
Yeah, you could do A.
Could be a while.
Yeah, it could be a while.
Yeah. Is this the room of non-stinkingness?
Yeah, well, that's where Bastion's gone and where the rest of you've gone. We'll go back, do that whole weapon, put in the rat business and all that stuff.
Nicely not to rot, so we won't.
But you don't. Like, you've noticed the corpses in there don't seem to be decaying.
Fantastic, that's what we all go as a group because that's a nasty, nasty, nasty little beastie.
Are you leaving that room as it is?
Well, what else is
you're desecrating it.
Yeah,
I go half mad.
Is there anything else? We might as well have a search around.
My potential husbands have died in days of each other.
Mind if you want to search checks, please.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Thank you.
They're searching. Well, you're preparing the body.
What's 19 and 13?
Lots.
Enough. Enough.
I searched 32.
You notice that on the four outside pillars, there's a series of nodes that can only be seen by looking in the mirrors.
Is that in the room we're in?
Yeah.
Where are the mirrors? On the walls?
Just before
the
wall, we go
ceiling,
and take the
floor.
Just before we go and take
so the floor. So we can only see them by their reflection?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see some weird things, look.
Oh yes!
The centre pillar has no nodes.
How does it smell? Terrible!
There's nubbins.
That's dwarven humour for you, laddie.
That's terrible is what that is.
No, I have a joke, but I've forgotten it.
What?
Oh, that joke I told you earlier on.
Completely, it was so good.
My brain could.
Ooh, I like that.
Why do cows? What? Why do cows carry bells?
I don't know. Why do cows carry bells?
Because those horns don't work. That was from my 7-year-old cousin, though.
What was the other one?
Come on then.
Well, you don't know that's Groot, actually.
You notice some nodes.
You have no idea that's Groot.
No. Nodes.
Nodes, alright, and one's not.
You can have a good guess. Let's
have a look at the one's not there.
It's just a smooth pillar. You can only see there's no nodes in the... You can only see the nodes looking in the mirror.
Yes, I can only see them...
Which makes it difficult to examine them.
We look closely in the mirror. There's no point going to the nodes.
They require anyone who's looking. Who's looking?
Me.
They'll need either a concentration check, a disabled device check, or a decipher script check. Concentration.
34.
16.
Balazar, believe it or not, figures out that the nodes must be part of some kind of puzzle.
Some kind of puzzle!
Yes. And that with further study, it may be possible to figure it out what.
With further study, we may be able to figure out what.
God, it's like Galaxy Quest. Repeating what the computer says.
Computer says, yeah.
Works for me.
That's paranoia. Computer says this.
Having never played Paranoia still, I don't know.
Yeah, Finn.
Well, if you hadn't been such lightweights and gone home.
I was on my own, I had to go home.
We fell asleep, didn't we? I went to work.
You went to work.
Some kind of
I carried on role playing the game.
Poo. What? What can't you do?
How many hours is that? That was like 50-odd hours before I carried to death.
Yeah, that's pretty good, all in all. Unfortunately, it was Groot who's...
Groot, our main...
The heart of the party.
What, taken out in 2 rounds, flat.
Yeah. No, he's the meat, I'm the heart.
Well, the problem is it wasn't anything to do with hit points. At all. He's the meat.
I think he's starting to geek.
Thank you, dear.
We better get him to the place quick.
He's starting to bubble.
He's starting to bubble.
Right,
are you
flatulent
in the first sight?
Are you staying here to look at this thing while Bastion takes the body back?
The answer is absolutely not.
Well, Bastion drowned.
Or are you examining this? And how long are the rituals you're doing?
It'll take a few minutes, or an hour or so. Yeah.
Well, depends on what you're wrapping him up, you're doing all that stuff.
What in?
I don't know. He's got
swaddling clothes.
The red crimson. We've got still some of that silk stuff.
Oh, that's some purple silk.
I just take him back to the things and just.
You take him back and put him down.
Yeah.
You do the business. You
He's already down. He doesn't need putting down.
Right. If you want to continue examining the nodes, yes. You have rested Groot in the room.
Poor Groot.
Poor Groot. You may make me another search check.
Search. Not so good on the searching. No.
What do we need to get?
What's your search skill?
13.
Go on.
19.
You rolled a 19?
Yes. No. Yes, well, no, that's cheating.
What's that?
I actually got 19 altogether.
Oh. You...
I concentrate.
Take 20!
You can actually, surprisingly. There's no consequence. You find 4 nodes that are identical.
Consequence.
You find 4 nodes that are identical, one on each of the pillars.
Right, so there's loads of nodes on each of the pillars, and we find
4 identical nodes.
Ooh!
The rest of them are all different in either colour, shade or shape.
Do we press the 4 identical ones?
Ah, oh, give it a go, lassie.
Yeah, well, we're already one of them's dead.
Unfortunately, there's only 3 of us left.
An 8th level
number. Damn, we can't have them simultaneously.
Yes.
What are you? What race?
Andorian?
Effectively, you can be anything you've encountered in the dungeon so far, or anything appropriate to
I'd be an 8th level Magulli mine.
Flurry of balls might be difficult with no arms.
His ears.
Flurry of ears.
Give us a kiss.
Flurry of tentacles.
Basically, you can be anything you've encountered at all, or anything that would be appropriate.
Ogre,
happy. An ogre if you take levels for that, unfortunately.
Drow!
I'm sorry, I think technically if we're here, then another character...
Yeah, I'm happy for other characters to have wandered in.
And a gnomish.
Gnomish monk!
To follow along,
deadly.
With,
yeah.
Follow along with this pattern of completely uncharacteristic races and class combinations.
Hey, 57 bloody hit points. It doesn't do you too bad.
It would have made a crap of difference against this aspect,
but I know.
If I'd been a monk, it would have.
Yeah.
Mm. Monk with a wisdom of 17.
Oh. They'd been dwarfed long
without two stat advances.
And wizzy abilities.
Yes.
He's going to be harsh as a monk, actually. Actually, once they get past initial levels, they do actually become. They can become pretty.
See, I liked. I wanted to be a monk. The only reason I was a fighter was because we needed
the basic fighter. Yeah. At low levels, you needed a fighter. Now you can specialise in all the different kinds of fighters.
I got you, monkey.
Yeah. Maybe a large monk.
Monkey.
A large monk.
Purely because of the better damage.
Well, technically, yes, you
I
could
would
be,
do 2d8.
But you'll take the
barehanded damage.
You'll take the level restriction based on what character class, what race you are, if you get the benefits.
Can I be Bragdor?
Yes! Come on, Bragdor!
Bragdor's level 2 or something like that.
Well, that's a long time ago.
He's chaotic, though.
Yeah, he's chaotic.
Can you be a chaotic monk?
No.
Chaos monk.
Bragdor decides it's time to become a monk. Bragdor
only
one stick. And
he
a ball
had another party and they completely converted him.
Into a monk.
You must see so many people go past through there. No, there's more.
You've probably forgotten all about
it. You're on the 14th party this week, you know. Yeah, very
can't
popular.
Count up that high. Anyway, yes. You found these four nodes.
You do one, two, and many.
One, two.
Hang on.
One, many.
Flurry of blows.
These nodes are in awkward places.
All right, I'll take a short one then.
Right.
And so we will have to take and Bastion will have to take the tall one. And then we just... How awkward.
Hmm? What are we doing? What?
Pressing
they're in all kinds of places.
Groot, safely entrenched over there.
That's good. But Groot, Groot, our friend, our comrade, our colleague in arms.
You spent 2 days weeping. Now, without these nodes.
You're currently in a queue.
What?
On each press.
Your
resurrection
will be dealt with.
Yeah.
As soon as it's humanly possible.
Thor is busy at the moment.
That's so funny. Yeah. You've chosen Heathen Smiting! No!
Still waiting for the book. Anyway.
What do you want us to do?
Well, press the notes in awkward places. We can't possibly press them all at the same time.
No,
because we're now down one. And there's four of them and three of us. Only three of us now.
What north level spells do you have memorised?
North level?
God.
Please say one of them is Mage Hand.
All.
No,
just about five of them. No,
okay, well, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4
written down. Unless I get 5.
Is there
one
like
that?
Yeah,
that's
fine,
body. Is there
one
like that?
In case one of them is
Mage
Hand. You're absolutely right. It doesn't press.
I touch it.
You touch it.
I make
Vulcan.
Yes.
Vulcan
sign.
Yes, come running that. A Vulcan monk.
Didn't leave it
long
enough
for.
He's an elf in space,
isn't he? Elf in space!
You come back as a night elf.
Night elf. Happy drow!
With ridiculous pointy ears.
Drow are fantastic.
Yes, they are fantastic, but also again, evil, evil, evil.
Actually, there is
a drow god that is...
Didn't Drizzt not
good.
Him.
There is a good drow god.
Yes, but he has a sword called Twinkle.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
I'd live with Twinkle if it
yeah,
came
Twinkle,
down.
Yeah, Twinkle, what's the other sword?
Isinger?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But Twinkle is the perish scimitar, isn't it?
Twinkie.
Yes.
Twinkie.
Yes, he has a paramagic scimitar. What is it? One fire and one ice.
Why do I not?
Well
yeah.
Then, yeah. Yes, you can touch one.
I did.
You did.
If I've been instructed to touch one, I should touch one of them.
And I'll touch one and Mage Hand another.
Here, Bastion, touch this.
That's quite clever.
Thank you, Bastion, for reminding me about that spell.
Are you doing this in any specific fashion?
I am...
Using our hands?
Touching
are you just randomly touching them?
No, I'm...
Or touching the ones that are all similar all at the same time.
It's doubt that you're touching those all at the same time.
All at the same time, simultaneously, which is why we're doing the Mage Hand.
Very good. Mm. The pillar in the centre begins to move. It begins to open from the top to the bottom like a gigantic puzzle box.
And lets out an army of spectres!
Like Tetris.
Ooh!
It's moving quite slowly.
Ooh, you watch it as the music goes. Oh.
As each stone shifts, more and more light seeps out from the pillar's core.
Not that you notice it.
not.
No, because it's bloody bright. We're wearing snow goggles now.
It's quite bright outside here. Yeah. It's twice as bright as daylight out here.
Have you ever seen a dwarf with snow goggles?
After about 5 minutes, the room is completely bathed in
ultralight
light.
We're all tanning.
It's very, very bright in here now.
Lots of sources of very bright light.
Oh, this must be heaven! It's going to take about half an hour for the pillar to completely open.
Well, since we're watching it, we might as well, because, oh no, we'll get bored with